Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Longtime Brewer, Fox Sports Wisconsin, superstar. St. Augie, what's up, man?
Hi, Augie.
Good morning, good morning. What a game last night for the Brewers to go extra innings. We've had a 13, we've had a 15, we've had an 18. We're playing a lot of extra inning ball games in the last month, but what a great game last night against a very, very good baseball team in the Houston Astros.
Yeah, and I think the summer's going to get going here, and they're going to have a great summer. I think they are. They're 10 games over the 500 mark. What needs the hap to happen for them to take that extra leap and to get 15, 20, 20 games over, finish with 90, 95 wins? Is that possible, Yogi? And if you think it's possible, what do these guys have to do on this team to get better?
Well, I think just play good, consistent baseball. And I think when you look at what they have and you see with the way they played last night, playing against a good Houston Astros ball club like they did last night, they just did everything very well. They pitched very well, both in the starting and in the bullpen is starting to come around. Everybody's kind of get settled down in the bullpen, and you see this bullpen pitching better and better as the season goes along. But offensively, they're starting to really swing the bat, and you're seeing guys starting to do much better. It'd be really nice to get guys like Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar going. I think it would really help this ball club. But I think one thing you see this club doing very well, and it's done it all year, is to play defense. Last night they played excellent defense. Four double plays, some great plays by the outfield and the infield. And so when you just play good, sound, all-around baseball, and you got everybody swinging the bat pretty well, I think this team could be dangerous and take it a long way and start playing much better baseball.
Jerry Augustine, Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us here. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. The game last night, so the Brewers win 6-3, we know, against the Houston Astros. They are still in first place at 39-29. A very interesting game, and I think it's reflective of the way that baseball's kind of shifted over the last, you know, decade or so. 24 strikeouts for the Brewers, 19 within the 9 innings of regulation, we'll say. But then again, a bunch of solo home runs. Is that a disturbing trend for you in baseball, where it's pretty much become like all or nothing? I mean, strikeouts have doubled in the league over like the last 20 years. We're seeing solo shots or home runs. Is it happening enough to you, Augie, where it is a problem and it takes away some of the enjoyment out of the game, or is it just to you how the game's evolving?
Well, there's a guy by the name of Justin Verlander was on the mound. I think that has a lot to do with it. When you see the way he pitched last night, you know, you throw the ball very well, located very well, have your good stuff, especially your offensively, have your good breaking ball. You know, so things are going to go pretty well. But you look at what Justin Verlander did last night early in the ball game. Really, the Brewers did a nice job. They took advantage of his fastball up in the zone and hit some home runs. When you see what Ryan Braun came up, hit that first pitch fastball out of the ballpark, put the Brewers up, then Grandal got a ball in the middle, played a little slider, but it was more in the middle plate. And then Eric Thames, again, a fastball up in his own out of the way and hit the ball for a home run. Those things do happen, but, you know, I don't, the 24 strikeouts or the 19 strikeouts or whatever you want to say, you got to give a lot of credit to Justin Verlander. He was really, really good last night, really commanding the fastball. And his breaking stuff was just excellent. He has that good power breaking ball. He threw over the middle plate, then had that slider, which every time I saw him throw that good slider, it was in a great spot, tough to hit. So those games are going to happen. I think strikeouts do happen when you have great pitching and you go out there and you're throwing the ball very well and you have a guy like a Verlander out there. But I just think that's a part of the game, and it's a part of the game that I really enjoy watching, because you have those guys go out there, they command the strike zone, they do their job, and you're seeing a guy here who's going to be a Hall of Famer and throwing the ball as well as he did last night.
Adrian Hauser continues to come out of the bullpen. I mean, you know, you look at his ERA, and it's very impressive, but it's like he's going out there and putting one good performance after another. Do you see him kind of being that third guy in that bullpen, that you know, filling that Knable role right now, the way he's been pitching?
Well, I think every year you need someone to step up and do something special. You know, like last year we saw the two guys. We saw Brandon Woodruff, and we saw Corbin Burnes go to the bullpen and really pitch well, and it was really instrumental in what the Brewers did last year. You always need someone to step up and do something special or learn something about someone new. And you know, and Adrian Hauser in spring training, he was throwing the ball very well. I guess he has that good fastball and a good breaking ball, commanding it for strikes, using his changeup effectively, and came up and didn't throw very well against St. Louis in his first start and had struggled in another. But when they put him in the bullpen, his last 10 outings, what is he now? He's 2-0 in the last week. He's won two ball games. His last 10 outings, he's got a sub-1 ERA. But you got to look at what he does. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, although last night the Brewers bullpen did walk unusually inordinate amount of guys. But what he does is he commands the strikes and goes after hitters. And now he's starting to pitch with confidence. So could he be Chuck? Could he be that? I think he could. I think he's the one guy that's going to really surprise some people in that bullpen because he's throwing the ball so well right now.
Jerry Augustine on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. I've been a guy, Augie, that's, you know, wanted more pitching on this team for ever since, I guess, my whole life. I think that they could use some, but you still do have a couple of guys in that rotation that have been very steady. Despite the patchwork of some of the back end of that rotation, you've had two guys in Brandon Woodruff and then Zach Davies. Woody pitching the way he is, Davies getting that control figured out. Is there a guy, I mean, if I made you pick who you're more impressed with, would you be able to do that? Because both of these guys have been very solid for the Brewers this year.
Well, they're both very good. I've been impressed with both of them. When you see the bounce back the way they have had last year, Woody came in and was started at the beginning of the year and really struggled a little bit as a starter, then went to the bullpen. And I think what really happened with Brandon Woodruff, he really found himself in the bullpen. He found out that, you know, you got to command yourself. You got to be able to use your fastball. He's a power guy. But last night, I thought he took another step. The one thing we're seeing out of Brandon Woodruff in the last several starts is that young starter who's learning by education-wise to learn how to throw the ball better, is he now has that ability to go back and pitch at a certain level. Like, he'll go out and he'll pitch 94, 95, and all of a sudden you're going to see 97, 98. Be able to go out and get that little extra. That's a sign of a guy who's understanding what he needs to do as a pitcher to be successful. And I thought he took a step last night, especially after the fourth inning where he struggled a little bit, made some bad pitches. He bounced right back and he gave the Brewers three strong innings. I just think he's been throwing the ball so well, and he's by confidence and by understanding how to throw the ball, when they use his good fastball and when they explode and when they reach back and get a little bit more. He's doing very well, but, you know, Zach Davies has just been so consistent, and, you know, his bounce back, he had a struggle here last year, but this year he's come back locating his pitches and just doing the things he has to do to get better. Last time out, so was struggling, just probably used had a battle through a game, started bringing out his breaking ball. Now you see him with his good fastball, his good, that he locates very well, not overpowering, but locates. He's got the great changeup, and now using the breaking ball, he could be even better than he's been since the start of the season. He's been very good. So, those two guys are the staple of our starting staff. There's no question.
I think the people listening to the program this morning can tell that the level of expertise between myself when it comes to pitching and you is quite vast. Nearly 10 years with the Brewers as a pitcher, and I've been saying, to go off the thing you said about Brandon Woodruff finding himself in the bullpen, I always assume that a guy that has to go from being a starter to the bullpen to being a starter again, I assume that that's bad for them, that they get out of the rhythm. But you're saying that that actually could be why Brandon Woodruff is so good. So sometimes that can help guys. I just Augie, from afar, I always think, oh, no, you got to get these guys steady. But it could be the bullpen work that Woodruff did where he found himself.
It did because he learned how, you know, when you come out of the bullpen, yeah, especially the way those guys had to last year, to all the important parts that they came in. When you look at the run that the Brewers made in September and you look at what they did in the playoffs, Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff were very, very important. Woodruff was a guy who really stepped up and really threw the ball extremely well. And I think right then he kind of found himself and understood that, you know what, I have to locate the ball, and I have to understand that I just can't throw the ball and hope good things happen. I've got to have a good understanding that, you know what, when I locate the ball, I get ahead of hitters, and what I do is I keep the ball down, and then I can use that vast area up in the zone, which is very popular in pitching now, which is everybody uses. You can be successful. And Brandon Woodruff has got that understanding and throwing the ball very well, but I really like the way he kind of comes in now when he needs it. He reaches back, and all of a sudden you're watching him at 94, 95, 96, and boom, you'll see a 98, and last night we even saw 100. That's understanding when you really need it, you get a little bit of extra. That's pitching, and he's doing such a great job.
Augie, why is Yolish Chacin struggled so much? He's going to get another start on Monday. He's going to come back after a little lower back issue and was not good before that. What's been his issue, you see?
Not commanding his fastball. I think Yolish he's got the breaking ball. He can throw his breaking ball all the different slots. He's one of those guys where when you talk about throwing that slider, being able to change speeds and be able to locate it, all these different spots, we talk about the high slider being a successful pitch for guys. Well, he's one of those guys who can do that. And this year he brought in the changeup and he worked hard at that changeup, but just hasn't found that good way of going out and using those pitches. But I really believe it's the fastball. And I think last year when you saw him pitch in the beginning of the year, he really struggled. I know we've talked about him being a slow starter, but you know, you talk about what he did last year. He went into Kansas City last year in a start, and in the first four innings of baseball, he threw like 28 to 35 pitches. And he was just dominating. And what was he dominating with? He was locating his fastball both inside and out, getting ahead, inducing ground balls, and throwing the ball very well. After that, he just seemed to take off because he was able to locate his fastball when he wanted to, and then he would use that slider and change speeds and locate it. And I think that's been the big difference in him so far this year, not being able to locate the fastball, not getting ahead with it when he needed to, and not being able to use it when he wanted to. That makes that changeup and that slider just that much better. So it's going to be interesting when he comes back that he comes back with the ability to really locate his fastball. And I think if you ever listen to him in his interviews, he says, everything comes off my fastball, even though my slider's my big pitch.
Augie, appreciate you being with us even after a late night last night. We will see you at the ballpark, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, the Blues are playing well. It's going to be fun. This trip out west is always a tough trip, and going out to San Francisco and San Diego next week is going to be interesting to watch this ball club, but they're playing very good, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's tough to stay up for, too, Augie.
It is. We call it late nights, but I'll tell you what, you start late, you get done early mornings, but as long as the Blues can go and play baseball, it'll be a lot of fun.
Just looking for a split net, six games out there. That's all I'm looking for, man. Let's get six games and come back.
I agree with you, Chuck. I agree. Just play 500 baseball when you go out west. It's always tough out there.
Yeah.
See you, Augie.
Thanks, Augie.
All right, guys. Take care.
Jerry Augustine again on the Great Midwest Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.